tell me a little bit now about what's happening with the fisheries proposals, because the MEPs are going to be talking about common EU rules and how, where and when one can fish in the EU. That's going to be put to a vote on Tuesday. And that this new law would provide for common measures on the likes of fishing gear and methods and allowed species for all EU waters. There's also talk about maybe extending the what's called electric trawl pulse fishing. So first of all, maybe tell me about those common EU rules that are being discussed.
It's a highly technical file. I've been the negotiator from my group, being the fisheries MEP there. We have been working on this for over a year. I suppose it's the biggest addition we've seen to the Common Fisheries Policy. It's basically looking at sea basins and how we can be more environmentally friendly and shared resources and management of different stocks. Now, the huge issue in that and the most controversial issue in that is the pulse fishing. And I'm being completely against this from the very beginning because there's no scientific data to tell us that pulse fishing is effective and more better for the environment than you would have the bottom trawl fishing, for instance. What pulse fishing is for those who don't know what it is, it's you shock fish, basically. You put electrodes into the water and it brings up the fish, it shocks them. And there's a huge problem with bycatch, there's a huge problem with just blanket destruction, if you like, and there has been no scientific evidence to say that it is worthy of actually carrying on with this. In fact, it was banned many years ago, so I can't see why the Commission in their wisdom decided to bring it back again, considering that we don't have this scientific evidence. I think it's going to be hugely destructive and very harmful to our fishing industry.
Do you know where is it actually going on, this pulse fishing?
Well, the Dutch, of course, traditionally, as you know, have always been the proponents of super trawlers, for instance, and pulse fishing. So if it goes ahead, I presume they'd be able to do it wherever they want and wherever they have quotas to do that. They also, I think I was just reading actually only this morning, how 50 to 70% of the fish that they actually catch are discarded, which goes against the whole common fisheries policy when you talk about the discard ban. So I'm not sure how that's fitting into it, but to be honest, I don't know. I can't pinpoint directly where they are going to be doing it, but they want to do it, and I can guarantee you they will want to be doing it in Ireland because that's what our Dutch colleagues do. They have traditionally been very active in fishing in Irish waters, and certainly when we look at the super trawlers, this is just another addition onto that, in my view.